reviving and reviving and restoring your years.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. change my heart. I'll never know the depth that you are capable of gracing me. I'll never know how much you love. How can I measure how much you love?
How much you love? How much does God love? The Bible tells us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would have life everlasting. Well, friends, our phone lines are open here today to take your pledge of support. Paul is here with me for a little bit. He's got a... You're leaving us here in a little bit.
Yeah, right? A little bit. Try and get back later with the crew.
All right.
Finish up strong.
All right. Good
for
deal.
The day.
But anyway, listen, it's 7 after 11. We have $290 to go to get to that next $1,000 level. Perhaps you'd like to give a gift of $15, maybe a gift of $100. We would be within $100 of that next $1,000 level.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be.
Anything you can contribute now to help us get towards that, get us over the hump.
Mm. You know, we just came through the Easter season, and we were sitting here talking about some of the movies, you know, that we had watched. You know, there's a series, AD.
Yep.
You're watching that. That's a good series.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Bill O'Reilly's movie, Killing Jesus, is out. We've got, you know, the old favorites, the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
And I watched that the other day. I guess I've seen it. I couldn't tell you how many times I've watched that, but, you know. Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
You got to watch
classic.
Yeah, it's a classic, you know. And The Greatest Story Ever Told, you know, those movies that we've watched during the Easter season. But, you know, there's the, and this is what we were talking about here. You know, you see Jesus portrayed in the movies and you come away with an idea. Well, Jesus was like what I saw in the movie. But, you know, we need to get into the Word of God. You know, one of the real reasons that we need to get into the study of God's Word is to find out the real Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible.
Right.
Because, you know, even when we watch some of the best movies, sometimes they're not able, because of the limited time, and you know, unless there was a movie that lasted 6 months and it was, you know,
yeah,
190 hours long or something. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, we need Jesus. We need the reality of this risen Savior, you know, that came into this world, who lived a sinless life, who died on a cross, who rose again on the third day, who ascended into heaven, and today sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. And that's the work of the Lord right now. We also believe that he's soon to return. Anytime now. And if you look around me, you know, Paul, when I look around and I see the stuff that's going on in the world, I'm thinking, how much longer can it be?
Yeah.
You know, people asked me a few weeks ago, do you believe we're living in the last days? I said, I believe we're living on the last day. You know, I mean, you know, the things that are going on, the things that are taking place, friends, we're living at a time when I believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And a lot of preachers and a lot of other people feel the same way as you.
Mm.
And what do you think if he came back today? How would you feel? What would he say to you? I mean, are we ready?
Yeah. What would I say if he came back today? Oops.
Yeah, exactly. How much more could we be doing or should we be doing?
That's right.
Should have we been living the last 5, 10, whatever years? And it's just, it makes you think, look back on it. Always live each day like that.
We need to live each day as though the Lord is coming. You know, there's a parable that we have in the Bible about the virgins and their lamps, you know, and having the oil in the lamp and the wicks trimmed and ready to go. And I have a couple of little clay lamps that I picked up in Israel that they're just a little small, about, I don't know, maybe 4 inches wide, and they hold just probably a quarter cup of oil. And it has a little wick, and you put the oil in there and light it, and you know, you turn out all the lights in the house, and it lights up a room. You can see what's going on, like a candle, having a candle lit. And you think about, that was the kind of lamp, something similar to that the Lord was using in his illustration about these virgins and their lamps, waiting for the bridegroom to come.
Right.
And if you don't have oil in that lamp, let me tell you, clay doesn't burn. The clay lamp, you cannot set a clay lamp on fire. It's just not going to burn. Okay? Now, maybe if you carved a lamp out of a hunk of coal, you might get the lamp to burn. But oil lamps don't burn. It's the oil in the lamp that burns. You got to have oil. And if you have the oil in the lamp and you don't have a wick, now the way these little lamps are made, you could take a corner of your shirt tail and tear a little piece of cloth off, roll it up, stick it down in there, and make a wick to draw the oil up to light it. But if you don't have something to put in that oil and light, well, your lamp is not going to work.
Nope.
And when the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night and there's no wick or oil in the lamp, well, you're going to be left in darkness, and the bridegroom's going to come and go. Let's get our lights lit.
Yeah.
Let's fill our vessels with oil today. We need the Word of God. We need Jesus Christ in our heart and in our life. And we're asking you to do what you can today. You know, listen to this. We've been reading a number of little things. I tried to go back and find that one that we had talked about earlier, but I stuck my finger in here and made sure I held on to this.
Okay.
Listen to this. It says, and this is the Lord speaking to us through this little devotional, and I don't call me and tell me, well, this is not scripture. I know it's not scripture, but it's just a thought, something to dwell on, as though the Lord is speaking to us today. He says, it's not my will to do everything for you, but through you.
That's good.
I think it's rich.
Yeah.
It's not my will to do everything for you, but through you.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference. We have to listen, be aware, and do it. What he tells us, not he's going to not do everything for us, like you said. We can wait and wait and wait.
He's already probably done more for me than I deserve.
Yeah.
You know, he's given me more than I deserve. He's done more for me than I deserve. What yet is there that God can do for me?
Right.
Only that I allow him to, if I yield my life and allow him to work through me.
Right. Grace was enough. Now it's our turn.
That's right. He says, it is not my will to do everything for you, but through you. If the butterfly has helped out of the chrysalis, it is weak. Your struggle has made you strong, and your joy will make way for patience. You know, I think it's an excellent little devotional book, you know, to remind us, you know, that God is not going to do everything for us. There are some things he's calling us to do, if we are the children of God. Well, friends, our time is 14 minutes after 11. Listen to this. We're $290 away from that next $1,000 level, and we've been parked there way too long. So if you can help out today.
Yeah, give us a call. 888-221-8990 or locally 221-1100. And don't forget about the website. If you can get there now, if you're busy, can't call, you can always go on the website, WCNO.com, and also go there 24/7. If you can't get to it till later tonight and want to make a donation, go there as well.
That's right. Anytime, you can go to that website, WCNO.com. You can make a pledge or a donation online. But right now, we're trying to get this next $290 behind us. If you can help out, this is the time to call toll-free, 888-221-8990. Give us a call. Make that pledge. We'll get that letter in the mail to you. We'll send it out with a return envelope. You can mail it in when you can. If you wish to give by credit card today, you're able to do that as well. Got a hold on me.
Without a warning, you changed my heart. Your power, Jesus, tore it apart. When you found me satisfied in my sin and pride, well, you came to let me know this old man must die. Well, it started with a whisper, but it became a shout. When it started with a whisper, when you called me out, when you shined your light, shining in on me, that Holy Spirit light got a hold on me. I let it. Peace and joy, you know I found freedom. I said I found love when I found Jesus. But I didn't go looking, no, he came for me. Well, I didn't go looking, no, he came for me. When he shined his light, shining it on me, that Holy Spirit light got a hold on me. When he ripped the veil and the truth walked through, middle of your life, feeling kind of strange, something's wrong in the night. Don't ignore the whisper shouting in your ear. I tell you, it's the Lord of hosts trying to draw near, and he shines the light, that light of truth, that light of joy, that light of hope. It's a light of freedom, it's a light of freedom. I tell you, it's just like that.
Which was smaller or whiter than snow, all washed away by Calvary's flow. Let's search both high and low to find that healing stream, a place to wash away all guilt and shame. All the memories have haunted you with deeds from yesterday. No matter where you turn, there's just more hurt and pain. But from a rugged cross 2,000 years ago, the answer came. Redemption and forgiveness, full and free. Condemnation's power was stripped away with just one blow. For through the blood of Jesus, every sinner is made whole. What a sweet life, washed in the blood and fully forgiven, clothed in His righteousness, headed for heaven. No condemnation abides in my soul. I have been made whole. What a sweet life, all my sins which was hollowed are whiter than snow, all washed away by Calvary's blow. Blessed assurance, a song that I sing, I have been made clean. Oh, what a sweet life, washed in the blood and fully forgiven, clothed in His righteousness, headed for heaven. No condemnation abides in my soul. Scarlet or whiter than snow, all washed away by Calvary's blow. Blessed assurance, a song that I sing, I have been made clean. What a sweet life. Oh, oh, what a sweet life.
And this is Janet Paschal, and the song is called Sweet Life. Well, friends, we want to thank Paul and Francesco and Teresa all here this morning helping out, and Connie, and you, the folks out there calling in and giving and helping out here today. Listen to this. We're $290 away from that next $1,000 level, hoping to get there here real quickly, and I believe we can do that. Listen to this. We've got a little gift here. A $200 matching funds challenge from an angel here in Palm City. And if you'd like to give, well, we encourage you to do that right now. We're going to put just a little bit of time on our clock. We're hoping to get this done here in just the next few minutes. But if you'd like to give, we have a $200 matching funds challenge. Just get over that next $1,000 level. How about that? Let's do that right now. And $200 matching funds challenge. This will take us a little over $74,000. So if you call right now, we're going to put 10 minutes on our timer. Try to wrap up this $200 matching funds challenge real quickly from an angel here in Palm City. And if you'd like to give, well, we encourage you to do that. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Give us a call, make a pledge, and let us hear from you. Keep Christian Radio WCNO strong today through your financial gifts of support.
The road was straight and narrow, leading to my Father's house. The gates were open wide, awaiting my return. Near them stood my Father, with His arms stretched out to me. With tears on His face, I heard Him say, "Welcome home. I've missed you so much. My heart has been broken since the day you went away. Welcome home. I'll prepare a celebration. Come take your place beside me. You've been gone so long. Welcome home." His hand was on my shoulder
as we walked up to the house. And Mom peeped out the front door and then came running out. She threw her arms around me and squeezed me like only Mama can. And then kissed me on my cheek. And with my face held in her hands, she said, "Welcome home. How I've longed for this moment. I've prayed for you each night since the day you went away. Welcome home. I'll prepare a place for you. My prayers have been answered. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Welcome home." Oh, how good it felt to be in my Father's house after all the pain and heartache I had put him through. And to know that I'm forgiven and my past has been forgotten, and to hear my family say, "We still love you." Oh, I'll come home. Oh, how sweet the sound. Those simple words, "We love you," still echo in my heart. Welcome home. No more will I take this place for granted. It's so good to be loved and wanted after you've done wrong, and still be welcome home.
Welcome home. Well, we have a Angel giving a $200 matching funds challenge from right here in Palm City. And we want to thank Gail from Jupiter with a gift of $200. That's $400 that we're adding to our total. And listen to this. That's going to take us up and over that next $1,000 level to $74,110 and counting. And so we're going to play a little music here and celebrate that $1,000 level. Amen. Well, there's our doxology, $74,110 to go. Listen to this, friends. We're $120,890 away from having our goal accomplished, and we hope to hear from you today with your gift of support here for the ministries of WCNO Radio. You can give by calling today, toll-free, 888-221-8990, or by visiting our website, WCNO.com.